my initial thoughts were that I loved listening to Radio 4 and I loved listening to the Listening Project. And I thought, my mum and I have always had a really lovely, strong relationship, and we talk about lots of different things. I thought it would be great to take her along to a studio. And then I realised that actually Southampton didn't have the facilities, and you had to wait until this van sort of toured round. I thought, well, that's crazy. I'd done quite a lot of work with the Dorset History Archives when I made a project called Poppy Fields about World War I. And I thought, well, there needs to be a resource within the History Archives of women's voices. There were mainly men's voices talking about the war. I thought, well, that's a start to a project. What if we could get other mothers and daughters like myself to come and sit down? And so together, with a little bit of funding, we were able to spend some time thinking about the kinds of questions. And we created boxes. So if your mum's in a home, often they'll have memory boxes and they spend some time, and my aunt is in a home, and I thought that's a lovely idea, but what if we were both to share that? So we have used a recording device, we had some workshops, mothers and daughters were invited. The box is something that looks quite beautiful. It's a big ribbon, so it's a bit like a present, and there's a bit of an excitement about what's going to be inside, and inside are some props and some questions. And before long, the couple just carry on chatting about things that felt really important for me to get mothers and daughters to talk about. And so I've got these lovely, beautiful recordings that I will give to the Dorset History Archives, and maybe in 100 years' time, some young person will think, I wonder what mothers and daughters were talking about, and there'll be a resource there to be able to use.
The workshops seem like a really wonderful thing that you've done. You've done a few already, haven't you? So what's come out of that so far? Have you had any particular kind of like eureka moments, or like things like that you've seen in the mothers and daughters who've come along?
It's a very complex, difficult relationship. Maybe, yeah, from we're very similar, maybe, or we're not very similar. So that there are lots of emotions around that relationship, which perhaps I didn't comprehend because I have a very healthy, loving relationship with my mum. So that's been interesting. I also created a survey so that if people couldn't come to the workshops, they could get involved in just three questions. And again, I've incorporated those into the show because they really were poignant about the relationship. I think that we need to do a lot more talking. So the original idea was inspired by the International Women's Festival in London, and a colleague of mine had taken her husband's mum along. And they had set up some tables and they just had some really interesting conversations. I think it was at the Tate Gallery. And it needs to keep happening. That's what I feel. The momentum is there, so that we're still not talking about sex. And our parents, my mum came from a time where it just wasn't talked about. So it feels like there's a whole lot of work that we need to do to share our experiences with a younger generation, to enable them, help them to feel bolder and more confident and stronger about who they are and who they want to be and what they can achieve in life.
So I know you said that you've got a really good relationship with your mother, but have you found going on this kind of journey throughout talking about other relationships between mothers and daughters, has that affected your relationship with your mother as well?
For me, at 91, my mum's at the end of her, so I have a lot of, I'm holding on to lots of sadness perhaps that she isn't going to be around for as long as I would like. And so I'm having to work through what I do, how I speak to myself about that I'm doing everything I can, and that I'm, you know, the moments that I can treasure are really important to me, and that she's left something with me that I must be proud of as well. If I'm proud of her, then I can be proud of myself as well, which is... It's as simple as that, really, isn't it? It's no more complex than that. And we try and make as many experiences as possible. And it's tough, you know, and there's that flip side of it. It's tough, and we get grumpy with each other, and that's just how it is. Yeah. mustn't beat yourself up about that. Yeah, it's hard work. It's the mothering element of what you are as a woman, even if you haven't had children, that mothering part of you. So I'm having to use that with her in a way. She sometimes has to be my child. I have to look after her, to care for her. I didn't think I'd be there. I didn't think I'd be that person. This is a role reversal. It's fascinating.
Wonderful. And if someone comes along to a performance, what are they coming to see? What can they expect?
So it felt really important to me to share part of the sort of workshop element as part of the experience. So we're going to use the outside space and make it a very interactive. I go to the theatre and oftentimes you just come in, get your seat, you hardly even talk to the person beside you, and yet you're all sharing that experience. So for me, it was about making something that happened beforehand that you might engage with and interact with. So there'll be items and objects and some photographs and music that's all been inspired by the mothers and daughters, the things they like to dance to, the music that they like to share. And then when they come into the theatre, so I worked very closely with Katerina Radeva, who's a contemporary theatre maker, and she's been making some really interesting work. I felt very privileged to have 8 days with her, and we worked really hard. As I said, it was a research and development grant, so we were trying things out, but we've put something together that, again, might need to change, might not. And there are some moving elements, there's some funny elements, there's some pride in there. Hopefully it's explored all the different elements that hold us together, that bond us together. But I'm sure that there'll be stories. So we're going to do a Q&A afterwards. And I'd like to hear more stories, share those sorts of... still out there to be told, it feels like. There's still lots more to be told. But.
And just finally, you're obviously a very, very busy woman, got lots of projects on the go. You've also got your Spice Box project, which you currently ongoing, which is really...
We'll be in Dorchester in the summer. And we've been very lucky. I work with the visual artist, who's the associate artist at Lighthouse, Hazel Evans. We applied to the Heritage Lottery Fund to create a performance as part of European Maritime Day, Poole Maritime Festival. It's called Cargo, and we're looking for performers. We've hired a ship, which we think is very, very exciting, a sailing ship. We want to fill it with performers, as if that history is coming back out of the seas, all those characters, all those amazing stories that Poole is very rich with merchants, pilgrims, the Celts, the Romans, it's transportation, all sorts of, and the rehearsals will be here at Lighthouse. So get involved, if you can, if you like that kind of thing. I'd love to have you along.